We are back, joined now by Dan Munson, the new head basketball coach at Long Beach State. Dan, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me.
And Vic Seglis, the recently, not quite as new, but the new athletic director at Long Beach State. Vic, nice to see you on the show.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Dan, how does it feel to be at Long Beach State?
Feels awesome. Didn't know that much about it before Vic called me and we started speaking on the job. And the more I learned about the community, learned about the basketball program, its rich tradition, the more excited I got. And I've just been on cloud nine for a month now.
And you were most recently in Minnesota, but before that at Gonzaga, where you had spent 10 or 11 years and as head coach the last few years, and you brought them to the Elite Eight in 98.
That's my claim to fame so far. Hopefully, hopefully before I leave Long Beach, it won't still be my claim to fame. But yeah, those were great years at Gonzaga.
And so Gonzaga is a school that, as I understand, it doesn't have a football program, but basketball is the big program there, which is an analog for what we are here.
It is now. You know, actually, baseball, when I first got to Gonzaga, similar to here, baseball was probably maybe as big as basketball
really?
Was at Gonzaga at the time. But it's a process. It takes time. But right now, certainly, basketball has John Stockton, Bing Crosby. When I got there, we put them on the map, and now basketball's even gone bigger.
Well, of course, baseball is big here with the dirt bags and also volleyball, men's and women's. And Vic, you hired this guy. Why?
Yes, I did.
Why?
Well, you know, when you look to find a coach, I think there are a lot of elements you look at. But certainly if you have experience and you've done it as a head coach, that's really terribly important to have that kind of experience.
He's walked the walk already. He's done it.
And he built a program at Gonzaga that I think everybody from a mid-major standpoint looks at it and says, hey, that's the foundation that you need to build at your institution. So we were fortunate, I think, to get someone. And I think the other element there is finding the right person to fit into the community. And that's a big part of it, especially when, as we talked earlier about Long Beach. And Long Beach is a great community. And I think you need to have someone who will be able to access that community and be part of it. He's got four young kids, great wife, and wants to be here. And those elements all come into play.
And I know that for you and for President Alexander and for others involved in the search, that commitment to the community was a critical element, not just coaching skills and having done it before.
Well, you know, I've been here almost a year now, and Art, and I think what you really feel as long you're here is that this is a great community, and you have to be part of it, and the president's committed to it. For us to be better, for us to get good at all the things that we want to be excellent in, we need to have the community involved.
Well, Dan, you've lost five of your starters, and we should give a tip of the hat to the departing coach, who, after some rough years, did come up with a winning season, Big West Championship, and one round in the NCAA.
Yeah, five starters, that wouldn't be bad if you were the football team, but when it's basketball, that's pretty much everybody. So, and the next three guys off the bench. So we've got a challenge ahead of us to get back to that level. But again, I think, as Vic says, you have experiences along the way, and I have experience of building and getting a program to a certain level, and I'm just excited to get started on this, and it's kind of at the ground floor up. And
that's fun. President Maxson started the beach and the enthusiasm and continuing with President Alexander, and the beach is hot for people just choosing a school, and I think we need to make Long Beach basketball hot as the university of choice for promising athletes.
Yeah, and I think that's one of my jobs. I mean, that's recruiting and promoting the strengths of the university and the community, and it was what attracted me here, and now you have to convey that to young student athletes, what a great community is, what a great place the Pyramid is, what a great university we have to sell here, and I'm excited to get started doing that.
And Vic, we were talking in the green room about bringing young people onto the campus and how athletic events are a perfect way to turn a youngster onto college.
Right. When I go out into the public and talk about season tickets and buying tickets, I really think you have an obligation, people to bring their kids or their nieces, nephews, whatever it might be, to the college campus. The greatest gift you can give a young person is a college education. If they come here at a young age, at 10, 12, 14, they're going to have a role model. I think they're going to get excited about being on a college campus. They'll be comfortable on a college campus, and they'll really enjoy it. And then that gives them one lead step into becoming, you know, a college student down the road.
And the Pyramid, you couldn't ask for a better venue to be playing ball than the Pyramid.
It's awesome. It's awesome, yeah.
And, of course, it's not just the team, whether it's volleyball or basketball, but we have a great band and a great dance team, and it's all part of the show. So we need to get folks to start buying some season tickets to Long Beach State Athletics.
We like that. We love that a lot. Yes.
Where, you have your tickets, right, Art?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Faculty. I go to a lot of games, and it's a great, great show. Final words, Dan. We have about 30 seconds left.
Well, I just think, it takes a little bit of time and a little bit of support, and we've touched on both of them, to get something like this going, and I just hope that the community will engage with it, because it can't just come from a new coach or new players. It's everybody's
team effort.
It's everybody's program in this community.
Well, I sense your commitment to the community, and I think you guys made a really good choice here, and hope that the future is bright for Long Beach State men's basketball.
Thanks, Art.
We'll be back with the remaining portion of our show after these messages. What a great show tonight. A chance to meet Dr. Mario Molina, President and CEO of Molina Healthcare, a Fortune 1000 company. And Dr. Molina, one of the 25 most influential Hispanics in America. Their company right here, headquartered right here in Long Beach. Bob Garrison, Vice President of Lennar, that wants to build this beautiful $400 million Gateway Seaport Marina project, which I personally support, but everyone has their own view. Let the City Council know what you feel about the project. And then a chance to meet Vic and Dan, our new athletic director, new men's basketball coach. And we wish you every success, Dan, in your challenge ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited. It's an entertainment business. I think we'll be entertaining, but it's going to take, as I said, the whole community. It's their team, and I want them all to be a part of it as much as me.
You bet. Thank you, guys. And thank you for joining us. Be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Laserfish. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.